It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela, and as we continue together on a Friday morning, with me in the studio now from UP Rowing is Executive Director Gail Braden, also Deb Jean, U.S. Rowing Coach with UP Rowing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for coming in. We've been talking with you guys over the last several years when UP Rowing has things going on, and you've got something happening actually Monday. Gail, what's going to be going on?
That's right. We have our annual meet and greet Monday, the 11th at 6 p.m., and it's at the Orduck Brewing Company. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, you're Spring talking Street. About rowing. I like it. but that's the whole thing. Is you guys have been doing these events to open it up to let people know that it's kind of a here's what's going on and here's what we do. So, what can folks expect if they come out?
If they come out, they're going to meet some of the members of the club. They can meet the coaches and also learn a little bit more about the sport of rowing.
Now, Deb Jean here also, speaking of coaches, is a U.S. rowing coach. Let's talk a little bit about what you show folks if they get involved with the club.
Certainly. So on Monday, we start right there and we let them know what it would feel like to be in a boat, even though we are on dry land.
How do you do that? What do you do?
We bring our rowing machines and let them get the feel of what the rowing stroke is. We also have weights, so it simulates how heavy a boat is and whether that's comfortable for them to carry a boat, so they're comfortable with that, as well as some flexibility.
Now, when we talk about this as the UP Rowing Club, I mean, you probably have all levels of experience coming to this, right?
We do. We welcome anybody with prior rowing experience that can just join us. They don't have to take Learn to Row, but Monday we really focus on people that would have never done this before, are wondering, do I want to do this? And we convince them, yes, they
and
do.
And it's probably better to find out in this way than maybe to get out on the water.
Exactly.
And go, okay, this isn't
But
really.
It gives them a taste of that.
Yes. Now, Gail, what's going to be happening at it? Give us sort of the rundown. It's at the Orduck Brewing Company Monday, but what's, besides the opportunity to do what Deb was just talking about, what's happening?
Well, we're going to start off by just introducing some of our coaches and our board members, and also we have a talk about what to wear while rowing, because that's okay. very, very important. You know, cotton is a no-no, and loose clothing is a no-no, so we do talk a little bit about that.
I've been speaking with you two over the last several years about this, meaning that you both have a passion and an interest in doing this mm-hmm. type of rowing mm-hmm. and getting out on the water. Deb, I'll start with you. Tell me about what it's about, what has been about this that's made you want to do this and keep doing it.
For me, I heard people laughing at the shore at 6 a.m. and I said, these are my people. They were having fun. And I think some people come because they love being on the water. Some people are looking for great exercise. So I think it draws a host of people in just because of the camaraderie as well.
How about for you, Gail? What is it about this as not just a sport, but something to do as an enjoyment to get out there? What is about it for you?
Well, you know, if you're out there on a beautiful day or at sunrise or sunset, and you're on the water. So, you know, we're just barely above the surface of the water in
right.
these boats. And you kind of look back at the city of Marquette. I mean, it's just an inspiring, almost spiritual experience for me.
It's Gail Braden, who is Executive Director, and Deb Jean, U.S. Rowing Coach, both with UP Rowing. They have an event coming up Monday evening. It is a chance to do some meet and greet and find out about UP Rowing as an organization. It is Monday evening at 6. It's at the Orduck Brewing Company. But Gail, I wanted to ask you about this. In terms of people, maybe they can't make it to the event Monday, but they do see you out there. And this is the longboat kind of rowing,
by the way.
You see it very much more organized than just going out there. How can people find out a little bit more about the organization if they can't make it Monday?
We have a website, uprowing.com, and my email's on there if they have specific questions that aren't answered by our website.
And who is the club for? Like, who are you looking for to join it? I mean, who's sort of, I guess, in effect, eligible or so to get involved?
This event is for adults 18 and up. We also, of course, do have a youth program for high school youth, and that's kind of a separate whole program.
Sure.
Part of our
get club. Younger people into the sport.
And this is for people who are reasonably fit. You know, you don't have to be an Olympic athlete to join our club, but you do need to be able to help lift the boat and step into the boat, and that requires a little bit of flexibility.
Well, it sounds like it's a good thing to get out on the water and enjoy if you can do it. Again, Deb Jean, U.S. Rowing Coach, you're going to be showing people on Monday a little bit about what it's like to get out there. You're simulating it with some of your rowing machines. What are some of the things that people say when they go out there? Maybe it's their first time, or they take to it, like, and then they stick around with it. What are you hearing? Right. As a coach,
so what I hear is that it requires more mental thinking than what they thought. So I think everyone is thinking rowing is you pull an oar and you make the circular motion, and there's a sequence to it. And I think they're surprised by that, because our goal is not to row just for fitness. Our goal is to teach people how to move a boat smoothly and efficiently. So I think they're surprised by that.
How many people are on the average boat that's when you go out? How many people are
in the beginning? We put people in the most stable boat, which is our 8-person rowing shell. Mm-hmm. Plus you have your little captain sitting in the coxswain seat, mm-hmm. giving the commands, and coaches in the launch giving direction.
And you are the folks that are out there in the long boats that are there along mm-hmm. the Lake Superior shoreline in the Marquette area. A great opportunity to find out more about UP Rowing is Monday. Gail, once again, what's the details, when and where?
This is our meet and greet, and it's going to be at the Ordock Brewing Company starting at 6 p.m.
on Monday.
On Monday the 11th.
And your website again?
It's uprowing.com.
That's Gail Braden, Executive Director, and Deb Jean, U.S. Rowing Coach with UP Rowing, joining me this morning to talk about it. As always, it's a pleasure to have you two in. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, thank you.
All right. If you missed any of this interview, look for highlights at our website at sunny.fm.